A string of water main breaks in Hoboken last week is causing the city to take a closer look at its aging drinking water system. The mayor's office says the city can repair anywhere from 12 to 37 water mains each year. Last year, it had to repair 21 water mains. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez takes a look at what might be causing the reoccurring problems with Hoboken's water pipes.
Four back-to-back water-related problems over the course of 3 days flooded basements in Hoboken. A car was submerged. Much of the city was without water. And then there was a boil water advisory until the city determined it was safe to drink again. That wasn't so surprising for resident Marcus Thomas.
This is not our first rodeo with this water main thing in Hoboken. I've been down this road before with them, so this is a common. It happens at least twice a year, if not more.
Whether it's construction workers who puncture a water main or a pipe that deteriorates underground, Hoboken residents and city officials say water-related issues are all too common for the small city of just a single square mile. Susan Fallow is one of the city's 50,000 residents. She's lived in Hoboken her entire life and says she's used to the view of open asphalt and the sound of repairs. She blames all the new development for what seems to be an uptick in water main breaks.
They just keep building and building and building, and I don't know how much the city can take. We were swampland at one time, and they keep putting more condos up and more condos, and I'm afraid we're going to sink. I do. I'm afraid we're going to sink.
It's a fair point, and I understand the point.
Ravinder Bala is a Hoboken City Council member.
We are a very densely populated city. We're a vertical city. We live on top of each other in buildings. Heavy trucks, heavy construction really takes a toll on the roads, the sewer lines, the water lines, and that confluence appears to cause water main breaks from time to time.
Mayor Don Zimmer has been looking into the city's water system, but Bala says the recent incidents show Hoboken needs to investigate more quickly.
Incidences like these water main breaks could be clarion calls to make us rethink how much development is too much. You know, what can we withstand in terms of our infrastructure?
He says the mayor is working with private developers, contractors, and United Water to figure out what's happening underneath the roads. It's a problem with many old cities. In Newark, upgrading its aging water system could cost $500 million. And the American Society of Civil Engineers says drinking water infrastructure throughout the country is in poor shape. It gave the U.S. a D letter grade in its 2013 report card, up from a D minus in 2009. Chi-Jun Guo is a civil and environmental engineering professor at Rutgers University. He says there are about 250,000 water main breaks in the U.S. each year. In Hoboken, one of those main breaks caused thousands of gallons of water to gush into the city. But Guo says that's just part of the problem. Old cities have old pipes that are always leaking.
In terms of water conservation, that's a big deal.
By the time water gets from a water tower to a kitchen sink, Guo says cities like Hoboken could lose 20% of the water just through leakage. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.